All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Please welcome a very special guest. Hello, Sabrina Carpenter.
Hello. I love the enthusiasm in your voice.
I never usually sound like that. We always just talk at a very low register, but then when you join us, because you're such a wonderful person, we get all excited.
Aww. I was going to say, do you wake up in the morning with that kind of like pizzazz?
No, definitely
okay.
not.
And it takes a second.
It takes until like nighttime to actually wake up. Do you want to play a game with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this is a game called Who Said It on the Socials. Now, the way it works is I'm going to read out some tweets and three people who could have tweeted them. And you are going to take on Gemma in guessing who actually tweeted it. Because Gemma is kind of the queen of this game, right? Do you reckon you
should have picked someone that wasn't good at this for me.
Well, that would be
me. I'm not that good, so.
See, I reckon you're a socially savvy chick. People know, you know lots of people in music land. And these are all tweets from people in music land.
Alrighty.
So I reckon you're going to go pretty well with this. Now, the way it works, it's not like a buzzer thing. You just lock in your answer and we work out roughly who's right.
Great.
It's a very haphazard game that doesn't really have any specific rules to it.
We kind of make it up as we go along sometimes.
Are you both ready, competitors?
Ready.
Yeah.
Tweet number one. I'm the type of person who looks up the food options at the airport I'm landing at. Was this tweet Troye Sivan, your regular collaborator Sabrina Carpenter Leland, or Dua Lipa? Who tweeted that they look up the food options at the airport they're landing at? Lock your answers in.
Oh. I might go with Leland because I think I saw him tweet something maybe like that the other day.
That would make sense then. What about you, Sabrina Carpenter?
I was going to say Leland, but she said that already. So can I say that still?
You can say it still, but like if you guys are so like-minded that you lock in three of the same answers three times in a row.
I won't do that, I promise, okay. But I want to be right, you know?
I think it's a good idea that you've done that because you're both correct.
Yay!
What
also,
a piece.
He's my friend, so he would probably be like, wait, why don't you know me?
Tweet number two. Thumbs is literally one of the best songs of the year. It's f***ing genius. This was tweeted on the 7th of March, 2017. Was this tweeted by Ed Sheeran, Rita Ora, or me?
You.
Gemma, who are you looking in?
I was going to go with you.
Look, Sabrina, what makes you think that it's me that would have tweeted that?
Because I don't think they said that.
You may have noticed that pop up.
Wait, you actually said that? That's so sweet.
Yeah, I said it on the 7th of March, 2017.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
True day one stan, baby.
Wow.
Or day like two or something.
Anyway, maybe day two, whatever.
You're both right, obviously. That wasn't
Yay. We're killing this.
Tweet number three. And I'm now regretting using this as the tweet for tweet number three.
Why?
Hashtag Almost Love EP out now, hollywoodrex.co/almostloveEP.
Don't I sound like an interesting person? Don't I really sound like I should be on Twitter?
Follow at Sabrina and Lynn for more riveting content like that. What are we locking in, my friends?
I'm going to lock in Justin Timberlake.
Gemma Maddox, who are you going to lock in?
I'm going to lock in Sabrina.
Oh my God, did you just beat Sabrina Carpenter in a game of who said it on the socials?
Wow, I thought I was so close this time. I really thought this was going to be the one that I won.
So close.
Next time.
Fun game. Thank you, Sabrina, for taking on Gemma.
Thank you.
There we go. And yes, I did say that, believe it or not.
That's so sweet. Wow, thank you so much.
Because I knew I'd said something about thumbs at some point, and I just didn't know how nice I'd gotten about it.
So, like, and for a second there, I was like, did Ed Sheeran say something about my song?
And then I add me in at the end and just like sorely disappoint you.
It's better.
Nice, sweet Nick.
Because I'm talking to you right now. I'm not talking to Ed Sheeran.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Sabrina Carpenter is guest co-hosting this week. Sabrina!
Hello!
So good to have you here, mate. How long do you reckon it's been that you've wanted to come to Australia and promote your music over here?
Wow, I've been here twice before, but it's been since 2016. So I feel like I was a different person then. I think everyone feels that way when they're growing. I'm so excited to be here, but even more excited to come back and tour properly. I've just noticed how much you guys say reckon, and I didn't realize that before. You've said it three times since we've got on this phone call.
The little things that you notice about Australians, I haven't
love
noticed
it.
That.
I'm gonna have to, I love it so much.
I'll have to watch myself now.
And when you were working on your album, did you find like you worked with same producers you and songwriters you've worked with before, or did you mix it up this time?
I definitely mixed it up. Almost every collaborator on this album is a new collaborator. I started by working with some of the people that I obviously was super comfortable with already, but I think as you grow, your sound grows, and then it's just you are able to find a new sound by working with other new people because they all have their own sounds too. So yeah, I definitely wanted to try working with a lot of new people, and I found some amazing collaborators and producers for this album.
I heard that Leland was a really key collaborator for this, and
yes.
Everyone that I know that knows Leland and has worked with Leland, who has written some huge hits over his time, just finds something very special about him. What do you think it is about him that makes him such a great collaborator with so many great people?
Well, one, I think he took me seriously at a time where people didn't. And I shouldn't say all people, but there was definitely a lot of people, and he kind of went into it with just like this perspective of like writing authentically. He does that really well. Like, he'll come up with lyrics sometimes that I'm just like, that's so simple. Why wouldn't I think of that? But like, he does, you know? And yeah, everything that he touches is special. And so I really think that us being able to collaborate together and him really listening to my voice and me listening to his has made a really special combination for the songs that we've written together.
That's so nice.
You can definitely hear that in your songs, and also with Why, like some songs you listen to, you can hear the story, like the message in the song. But I find with that one, it's a really like powerful message in there, even though two people might have differences. Like
exactly.
At the end of the day, you get along well.
Yeah, and also you just like don't even know why you get along. You know what I mean? Like that was the whole reason behind it. It's like I really shouldn't get along with you as well as I do, but I do. And I love you even if even if there's differences between us at the end of the day.
I know you worked with Stargate on Almost Love, mm-hmm. which is just like a heaven pop dream come true.
You're a heaven pop dream come true.
Oh
thank
my
you.
God, that's going in my bio.
Okay, cool.
What do you think it is about this song that made it single worthy?
Interesting, because I think this is a very new world where I believe the audience is supposed to tell you, you know what I mean? And I think that they're really good at doing that. But I think that this was a song that had just a different personality to it than other songs of mine. I like to hope that there's multiple, you know, songs. I never like to be like, oh, this one's a single, this one isn't. Because I think if you put out music and you see what people resonate with, then some songs speak for themselves. But this song just had, one, it was a dance record, and I really never really had a dance record before like it. And you really heard like a different side of me. It was also, not to mention, like so close to my life and my story and what was happening currently. So I was really excited that I got to do it with Stargate because they're amazing.
She's a bop. Let's get her on.
She's a bop. Let's get her on.
All the conversations your favorite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
And we've got a special co-host joining us, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. I like how you guys say my name.
Carpenter.
Did you say Carpenter?
Carpenter. You actually have a really good Australian accent.
Actually, I don't. But,
nice.
You know, I was on a live stream the other day, and I was in Sydney, and I was like trying
that.
To
watch
I'm sorry, because it was so bad. I had bad Wi-Fi, and so it kept pausing me, and then everyone was mad. But anyways, yeah, I was trying to do a good Australian accent, and I got a lot of hate for my Australian accent.
I think it was fine. It was really good on there as well, how, like, you were generally just cared about your fans. And I was like, oh, like, you seem just such, like, a lovely person. It's good to see, like, you asking, you know, your fans questions. I thought that was so nice.
Wow, it's all a lie, actually. I'm just a really good actress.
You actually are, though, so that's why the gag's so funny. Let's do a quick lightning round of fan questions from your amazing fans on Twitter. Now, this almost didn't happen because I rang Gem this morning. I was like, no one's replied to my tweet asking for fan questions. And then I realized I accidentally set my thing to, like, only people I follow. It's notifications come through.
Oh, and so, yeah, cool.
And I turned that off and there was 105 questions.
Yeah, that was loads.
90 seconds on the clock to answer all these questions. First one, Jolly Brina wants to know, what is the feeling when you hear your own music on the radio?
Euphoria, bliss, both those things.
Francine wants to know, if you had a theme song for your life, what would it be?
It would probably be Toxic by Britney Spears.
Brilliant. Carly wants to know what your favorite 90s show is, like TV show.
Would I be weird if I said Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Oh, I love that one.
I like that idea.
Angelica wants to know, what is your favorite thing about Australia?
Tim Tams and the people.
Excellent. Clara wants to know the musical collaboration of your dreams.
Ooh, Rihanna.
Perfect.
Alex wants to know, what new foods have you tried while traveling you really like?
Oh, what do we try? I tried passion fruit and what is it called?
Pashona?
No, the dessert. Padlova.
Padlova, brilliant. Sam wants to know how many Tim Tams you've eaten in the last week.
Probably 86.
Into the final 30 seconds, quickly, Gemma Maddox.
Laura, what is the highlight of your career so far?
Doing this interview.
Lily says, can you give us one hint about your plans for tour?
There's going to be lots of songs and new songs.
Okay.
Eleanor, what is your favourite thing about travelling?
Getting to meet my fans.
Ang wants to know, how do you defeat writer's block?
I cry.
Gabs wants to know, what is your favourite part about working on Girl Meets World?
Two, one. Time's up.
So close.
I am so impressed with our audio producers for putting together such an epic final 30 seconds.
That was a very epic 30 seconds. I actually felt the tension rising, which is ironic because that's a lyric in Almost Love. But no, really, I felt very stressed out.
That was a fantastic subtle plug then.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Make sure to go listen now.
Almost Love is out now. We're not even going to be shamefully plugging it.
We're gonna be completely not shameless about it.
Goodbye. We love you.
Bye.
We will miss you. Bye.
This week tonight, double whammy.
Jen, there's a massive festival that's just been going on the last few days in Brisbane. A festival of a different kind called Big Sound.
Oh, it sounds so cool. Isn't there heaps of artists from
all
everywhere?
Over Australia. There's some from Singapore that have come over, Korea. Ooh. Basically, the idea is to showcase new Australian, particularly unsigned talent.
It's such a good idea doing that, because that way the record label reps are seeing all these artists perform on stage, what they're like, what their voice is like live. It's good.
Absolutely. All the at night, all the record label representatives and managers and booking agents from all around the world, they go 10-minute intervals going to all these different acts in one night and just trying to see whether anything stands out to them. And then the morning after, they'll send their emails out and go, let's meet up. And they meet up, everyone sees each other on the streets of Brisbane for a coffee or a drink the next day. It's so lovely. It's such a wonderful way to discover new music and especially discover it in a live context. So I wanted to show you, I was up there on Thursday night just for one night. I wanted to bring to the radio the two standouts for me. There were two very easy standouts. The first was a chick from Sydney called Coda Banks. She signed to Nina Las Vegas' record label. Nina Las Vegas is an absolutely incredible woman who is bringing together all of Australia's best new pop and dance music and putting it onto this amazing forward-thinking record label. Now, Coda kind of straddles this beautiful line between dance and pop and makes it really, really fun. I'm going to play you a song that's about men acting like children. Basically.
Oh, that's always fun.
I think you'll vibe some of the words to this.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Dua Lipa has announced some very exciting news. We're about to get brand spanking new music from her. Now, after her debut album came out, all her fans for the last year or so have been so pumped about the possibility of getting some new music, and she's announced that what she's going to do is do one of those deluxe edition albums, Jen.
That's a really good idea doing that. I like it.
She's kind of letting all the songs she's already put out have a second life, but then adding a few extra ones in there. And there's some exciting names on the list in terms of the people she's been working with on it. There's going to be a brand new song from Silk City with Dua Lipa. Now, if you're wanting to know who Silk City is, it's Mark Ronson and Diplo.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she's been tweeting about that.
They've done a project together. So that's going to be one of the brand new ones that's on there. One Kiss, her big hit with Calvin, will be on there as well. And a brand new song called Kiss and Make Up, which she's done with the K-pop outfit Blackpink.
Oh, I'm excited.
Seriously, that will probably end up being one of her biggest hits in the Asian countries, because K-pop and artists like Blackpink are just so massive at the moment. So that is going to be phenomenal. But you mentioned there's a couple of other really exciting collaborations on there.
Yes, so there's a girl who you played a few weeks ago, Chelsea Grimes. So she's collaborated with her on three songs altogether that are on the album. She's incredible at songwriting. So it's good to see another song that's going to be on there from both of them.
Absolutely. Look out for brand new Dua Lipa. It is incoming. When's it coming? It's coming on October
19. Yay! I'm ready to go. New hit music. Nick, do you remember the big song that came out, Heroes, that Alesso did?
Now that I'm playing a grab of it, absolutely. With Tove Lo doing the vocals, this was like an underrated gay anthem, I think.
It reminds me of the summer back in whatever year it came out, forgot.
Oh, this was heaven. I feel like this is like 2013, 2014.
Yeah, maybe. Something like that. So he's been dropping bangers since, but his latest one, he's teamed up with a guy called Connor Maynard. So he's from Brighton in England. You might remember this song.
This is with Neo.
Massive.
So Connor Maynard and Neo, Turn Around. I feel like with Connor Maynard, I was a fan from the early days, and I'm presuming you were as well, because our music taste aligns pretty
yes.
much all the time. But I don't know if the rest of the world really bought into the Connor Maynard thing.
I don't think so, unless you saw videos going around of them as sing-offs on YouTube that he was doing with like heaps
right.
of artists.
He was that guy, and he would like sing, like he would do like 50 songs like to the same tune and
yes.
the same beat.
It was like the best thing.
So he kind of became a bit of a viral sensation for a while. So they've gotten together.
Yeah, they've gotten together. They're performing on like TV shows over in America for this song.
Wow.
It's such a good collaboration. The song's called Remedy, and it's like, you know, kind of like dance, kind of pop. Like, yeah, you're going to love it. It's going to bring back those, you know, summer vibes.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. Gem and Nick Kelly.
For Nicki Minaj fans, the Queen has confirmed the date she's going to be in Australia. This is amazing. Gem, have you ever seen her live before?
No, I haven't, but we really need to go to this because hear this song live and like her other
oh, I know. Or... I feel like she's probably not going to be doing the pop ones. She's going to be moving more towards the new stuff.
Yeah.
Harder stuff, like Chun-Li. So tickets have gone on sale to FOMO Festival. Now, this is an incredible forward-thinking music festival run by an amazing group of promoters called BBE who work out of Sydney and work out of Brisbane to put together an incredible festival. Now, it's going to be going to Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Brisbane in February. If you want to go see it in Sydney, it's going to be on Saturday the 12th of January, so nice and early in the year, at Parramatta Park.
Yay! I feel like there's so many artists who are like dropping bombshells that they're coming here. It's great.
Ridiculous. And I think it's amazing to see Nicki, who is easily one of the biggest artists in the world, who could do a Qdos Bank Arena style show in front of 20,000, do a festival that's kind of a little bit more subdued and kind of a little bit more boutique and actually headline that festival. Now, it's not just going to be her. It's going to be her Black Barbies collaborators, Ray Sremmurd.
Oh, what was that song he did?
They did Black
Barbies. Black Beatles.
Yeah, but then they did a version with her called Black Barbies.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. Hang on. Black Beat. No, I can't. I was really glad I looked for it. So they're going to be on the lineup. Also, one of my favourite producers in the world who's worked with people like Madonna, with Flume, Sophie is going to be there as well, dropping beats, and Lil Pump.
Is that Sophie from Charlie XCX's Sophie?
Yeah, Sophie that works with Charlie XCX really closely is going to be there producing incredible beats live. I'm so excited. FOMO Festival, it is coming in January. You can get your tickets right now at FOMOfestival.com.au. We will be there front and center.
This Week Tonight, double whammy.
This week, Nick, we're doing two songs in the double whammy with the same song title.
I like doing this because it gives you an opportunity to see what is probably going to be the same message delivered in two different ways in a row.
Exactly, and they're both bops as well. You've got Ellie Goulding, who's been quiet lately.
She has. Where has she been?
I know she's been doing like heaps of charity work, and she's like an ambassador for like mental health and stuff. So she does really like amazing things.
I was about to make a joke and be like, "Is she pregnant?" So now I'm glad I didn't do that.
She's not, but she is engaged to.
Is she?
Yeah, to this guy who's an art dealer. They've been together for 18 months.
Oh Jesus Christ!
So they seem happy.
An art dealer.
Yeah, so hopefully she's working on her fourth album and drops that soon.
Absolutely.
Kind of need some more bangers from her.
And who else has a song with the same title as one of hers?
My ex-man crush, Liam Payne,
oh,
and French Montana.
Now let
best
me
on
guess.
First time.
First time is the name of the song we're going to play twice.
That is correct. This is a different kind of sound because obviously it's got like a, you know, a rapper in it, French Montana, but they're both extremely amazing songs with the same song title.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.